Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from Del Clark Lake, just outside of Canby. Of course, it's the Canby Classic Ice Fishing Tournament, the fourth annual. And we were here yesterday, and once again joining us here in our nice fish house, Casey Napkin and Dave Verhelst. Guys, how did the day go yesterday?
It went awesome. Yesterday was a great day. We had a lot of people come in. We blew any records away that we ever had. We got 760 people fishing the 24-hour with 328 ounces. So.
Wow, that's amazing. I know, and I just drove coming into the park area here and overlooked Del Clark Lake. It's an amazing sight.
Yeah, one of our guys that we're talking to, he said, this is the third largest city in Yellow Medicine County.
I believe it. And the two-hour tournament just kicked off at 1 o'clock. How many you got fishing in the two-hour tournament?
The two-hour tournament right now, we got 320 people registered. We got fish coming in. The guys are waiting, weighing them in. So, yeah, we just got going with that at 1 o'clock here.
Yeah,
so.
And we got some fish coming in. We're actually in the weigh-in house, fish house, where I spilled my Diet Mountain Dew yesterday on the couch.
Sure, say it was a Diet Mountain Dew bowl.
It was a Diet Mountain Dew.
I'll test it.
Ryan Schmidt cleaned it up nice for me, so I appreciate that. We just got our first fish coming in here. It's a northern, and they're weighing it right now, and... yeah, a lot of people here fishing. You can't beat the temperatures, right?
You cannot beat the weather we got right now.
I think we might even hit 40 degrees later this afternoon.
Oh, Dave will be in shorts then.
Will you, Dave?
No, I'm not doing the shorts thing.
Okay. Well, I saw a guy walking down the gravel road here in just a T-shirt coming into the park here. I go, whoa, okay, that's a little brave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of crazy people out here. I saw a kid walking around in shorts this morning when it was 17 degrees. So.
I seen some guy with a purple hat on out here. I don't know about that guy.
That would be me.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, this is a furry hat.
Oh, okay. Hey, what I like to see, too, right out in front of the fish house here is all the little kids, all the children ice fishing.
It is a cool sight to see the parents with the kids out here. Just sitting around enjoying the weather and trying to get a fish out of this lake.
That's right. Of course, this is sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association, the fourth annual. So, last year it was like way below zero temperatures and still had good numbers, though, as cold it was last year.
It was cold.
Yep. Casey, you got... why don't you tell about the website that people can go to and check out all the fish that's been caught.
Yeah, if you go to the Canby Fire Department, it's canbyfiredept.com. You can find the leaderboards on there. Just a couple leaders. I'll give you the rundown. 22 3/4-inch walleye is leading the walleye board at 4.43 pounds. Northern, a 33 3/4-inch, 10 pounds, 7 ounces. Then crappies running teddy at length of 13.2, at a weight of 1.4. Perch, Griffin Kranz is leading the perch at a 12.3.
Griffin Kranz from Madison leading in the perch, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to chase him down and get him on the radio.
And then Pan is going to be a 12.85. At 0.87 pounds. We filled all the boards, and that's what I like to see. We filled them all with fish.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Del Clark Lake here. It's a man-made lake, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but, go ahead, Casey. You talked about that yesterday.
I got to refer to Dave when it was built because it was back in the 70s, and I wasn't born yet. No, it's a man-made. It's helped the flood prevention for the city of Canby. There's a series of dams to keep the water back, and they made one heck of a little fishing spot for everyone out here and camping, and they keep this place real nice and clean in the summertime and a bunch of camping spots. So if anyone never wants a nice place to go camping, definitely give Ron with Stonehill Park a call.
Okay. Dave, what's going on in the big blue tent over here?
We got Lacaparral invasive species?
Lacaparral Yellow Medicine Watershed District.
Watershed District, talking about invasive species. We got the Lions Club over there. Got candy bars, hot chocolate, and coffee. And then right next to them, we've got the church group here, free will donation on the chili that they're giving out. Proceeds go to help out kids go to summer camp.
Okay. So yeah, I got to have some chili. You got the snack shack.
Yep, we got the snack shack.
Why is that so hard for me to say?
No, no, it's a tongue twister.
It is. And you got that next to us here, huh?
Yep, that's right next to us. Serving burgers, Polish sausages, chips and pop, coffee, you know, whatever you need there.
Okay, so there's food, there's beverages, there's a lot of stuff going on here on Del Clark Lake right now, and it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an awesome time. It's 24 hours of fun. It's one of the funnest things that I did volunteer for a lot of stuff, and
yep.
Some of the funnest things
yep.
we got.
Yep.
So with that, I wanted to just kind of touch on our sturgeon sponsors. We have 9 of them this year. Midco, Ag Plus, Independent Oil, Buffalo Ridge Air Spray, Soil Smart, Spuds One Stop, ABM Manufacturing, Heartland Eye Clinic, and State Farm. So above and beyond that, we had a lot of sponsors. I'm going to just hit a couple of them here right at the end here. Shrunk Implement, True Value in Napa, Graysand Beauty, Dickman Auto Detailing, Cammy Meat Center, Runnings, Cammy Liquor, Olson Sanitation, New FX Sign and Graphics, Lacapara Watershed Board, Lonneman Septic, Nathan Thorpe, KLQP, Heroes Sports Bar and Grill, Cammy Inn and Suites, Cornerstone Cravings, Massage Spot, and First Security Bank, or just to name a few.
All right. We'll name some more throughout the afternoon here. Casey?
This is going to be my last time probably on the radio because
okay.
I got to go back and DJ. I just got done singing the national anthem for everyone out there.
That
but,
sounded great.
Little Leanne Rhymes wannabe.
Yeah.
But,
that was
I
nice that you do the national anthem at a big event like this.
It's got to be done, in my opinion. But since it's my last, I just want to say thank you for all the sponsors.
Yep.
We can't do it without you. So.
Yep, and you guys do a great job. You put on a good ice fishing tournament, and I'll be here most of the afternoon doing live broadcasts with some kids and some families out there on the lake. So looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep,
thanks, Paul.
All right, that's the 4th annual Canby Classic Fishing Tournament here on Del Clark Lake. Come on out, just take in and eat some food. Walk around and enjoy the ice fishing here, or bring a pole yourself if you want, right?
Yep. Come out and have a great time.
All right, that's Casey Napkin and Dave Verhelst here, and we'll broadcast throughout the afternoon here at Del Clark Lake.
Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. Whoopi John and the orchestra at the Heel and Toe Polka here on Q92. Let's turn things back down to Canby and Paul Ramo on Del Clark Lake.
Yeah, I met Whoopi John before. Have you, Maynard?
No, I have never met Whoopi John. But
okay, he played in New Ulm quite a bit when I lived in New Ulm.
Yeah,
so.
That was like the polka capital down there.
Yep, New Ulm is the polka capital.
That's right.
And I got Griffin Kranz with me from Madison here at the 4th annual Canby Classic Ice Fishing Tournament here on Del Clark Lake. I've asked Griffin to come into our fish house here, the weigh-in fish house, and talk about, because he's currently in the 24-hour tournament, which started yesterday at 4 o'clock. Griffin is currently in first place with the perch. Is that right, Griffin?
Yep.
Before we talk about your fishing, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school, Griffin?
I go to school at Lacapara Middle School.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Okay, and your family?
We live in Madison.
Okay, and who's your family?
My family is Chad Kranz, Lynn Kranz, Lindsay Kranz, and Kaya Kranz.
All right, do you get Lindsay and Kaya out here ice fishing at all?
No.
Nope. Who's out here fishing with you?
It's just me, my mom, and my dad.
Okay. And your ice house, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you got to tell me the exciting news about what happened last night here during the 24-hour fishing tournament, Griffin. Tell me about it.
So we were fishing, and one of our rattle reels went down, and we thought it was a small fish, but we had big bait on, and it ended up being a 12-inch perch.
Oh, wow, 12-inch perch. Now, Griffin, I don't know nothing about fishing, ice fishing especially, so is that a good-sized perch then?
Yep.
Okay, it is. Okay. Were you excited when you saw it?
Yeah, very.
Okay. And what did you do with it after you caught it then?
We brought it out to the weigh-in shack to see how much it weighed.
Okay, and when they told you you were in first place, what were your thoughts there?
It was crazy.
And you're still in first place in what? When's the 24-hour tournament end?
In about 2-3 hours.
Okay, at 4 o'clock it ends, I think, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you got a couple hours you got to sweat out here, right?
Yeah.
And hope nobody catches a bigger perch than you, right?
Yep.
All right, are you like ice fishing?
Yep.
Okay, what do you like about it?
I like that it takes patience and that when you catch a fish, it gets super exciting.
Yep, that's right. Now, these ice houses are like the one we're in. They're pretty fancy nowadays, aren't they?
Yep, very.
Yep, and so you can watch TV and ice fish and play games and stuff like that, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
What activities are you involved in at Locker Park?
I am involved in football, basketball, and baseball.
Oh, a three-sport athlete, huh?
Yep.
All right. You know, they're talking about, or maybe they have the Minnesota High School League is talking about fishing league. Maybe they have it started. Maybe in the metro area they've started that, but have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty popular when they get that going pretty good, right?
Yep.
Okay. So talk about the Camby Classic here. What do you like about it?
I like how the lake's not too big and stuff, so it's not too hard to find your way around.
Okay. Now, I see on your tag here, you're fishing in the two-hour fishing tournament, too. How's that going?
I don't think there has been fish caught yet.
Okay. It's going pretty slow?
Yeah.
It'll pick up, though, right?
Yep.
So, hey, I'm taking you away from your hole here, so I better let you get back to fishing, huh?
Yep.
Well, good luck, Griffin, and I hope that your perch stays in first place here.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. That's Griffin Kranz from Madison, currently in first place in the perch division. I know Casey had talked about the Northern and all the other leaders. We'll try to get a hold of them and talk to them as well. So we'll continue with our live broadcast here from the 4th Annual Camby Classic Ice Fishing Tournament here at Del Clark Lake and Camby throughout the afternoon.